What are you doing?
I'm working. What are you doing?
Walking through a mall before I'm going to a party.
Oh, mall.
Granddaughter graduating.
Oh, well, very nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I didn't have anything to do with it. I wasn't even there when she was made, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm just along for the ride.
That's right. That's all any of us really are at this point. Just along for the ride. Hopefully it's not too bumpy. All right. Well, I wanted
Have you decided you're not going to make that mistake again?
I don't know. Some days yes, some days no.
Yeah. Yeah, what you ought to do is go down to the Villages. How old are you now?
39.
Perfect. Go to the Villages and find yourself a 55-year-old rich cougar. Okay?
Yes.
Love her to death, and when she dies, she'll leave you everything, and that's all you need. You know?
Perfect. Perfect. Everybody wears that one.
Wear a t-shirt that says, looking for a cougar. Okay?
Lost a lot of money on the last one.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens.
Yep.
Short-lived and long money.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Sucks big time.
Well, I suppose you don't need anything then. I'm just making
my
calling.
No, I just visited one of the Zales stores to look and see what the market's got.
Yep.
They've got one small case selling natural dime. And the rest of it's all $500 stuff.
Yep.
It looks like $3,000 stuff.
Yeah, their markup is ridiculous.
Yep.
If anybody in your area has half a lick of sense, they should be buying from you because your markup is so low.
Well, here's the thing. They don't care about it because right next door, you get to see what the real price of natural is when De Beers gets a hold of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Put it right there. It's like, well, that one's $3,000. What's the difference? And they tell them, nothing, it's diamond.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't care about the margin that the store is making because it's so cheap anyway. They go, oh, $500. Okay, done.
Right? And that's what they're looking for.
Even though the jewelry store is making $400 off of them, you know, because it only costs them $100.
They don't care.
400% markup.
Yeah. What's funny is I just sized the ring, and I thank you. I asked the lady, where did you get that? She said, my husband bought it for me 40 years ago from J.B. Robinson. The engagement ring had 1.7 grams of gold in it. At $35 an ounce 40 years ago.
Wow.
So it had $11 worth of gold in it, and it had a 10-point diamond, natural. And it wasn't that good. And I said, how much did you pay for that, if you don't mind me asking? She said, that long ago, I think it was $300. See, we used to make money. That diamond 40 years ago cost $8, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got trapped in a business now I can't get the fuck out of, you know?
Yep, I know.
Because
UPS
won't hire me, I'm too old to drive, you know?
Yep. And I keep telling myself this is my last Christmas. Here I am 16 Christmases later.
Yeah, well, this is my last Christmas. I can't.
No.
First of all, I can't do Ohio anymore. This shit, there's got 2 inches of snow on the ground and it's still coming down.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Down south, very nice, my friend, as you know.
That's where we're going.
As you know.
You know? I have marked out a little town just on the North Carolina-Tennessee border at the foot of the mountains. Beautiful, backed up by forests. A nice little creek out front about, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile wide. It travels the length of the state. It's called Irwin. And I just went in and I said, did Hurricane Helene hit anywhere along the border of Tennessee and North Carolina? And the answer was yes. The hardest hit was a city called Irwin. It wiped the town out. It took
you're
out.
You're like on second thought.
No, that's the way I choose shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. On second thought, we're gonna not go to that one.
That's exactly what I decided. They said this. I think it took up 5 miles of I-40, which is the main freeway through.
Mm-hmm.
40's crosses the state. Goes clear to Nashville. So it's it's wiped out. So I won't have any visitors.
Yep.
Won't have anything happen. It's only 20 miles to the nearest hospital. But you got to take the freeway to get there. I don't know where. I'm looking further south now. We're gonna see what happens.
I don't blame you. Certainly don't blame you. I was in the same boat.
Sucks big time.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, I'll check in with you next week. We'll see if there's any magic we can do here before the holiday.
All right, kiddo.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.